Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history.
Let's take a look at film footage of the Jews and their tunnels in the synagogue and just take a quick close look at that. And I think it's a very important topic, actually. There's a lot of weird stuff going on there that I just want to discuss. So what you're about to see are three short videos that total about 6 minutes. And the last one is the most recent one with the latest news on it. The story seems to have disappeared after about 8 days. So there's been nothing new, and I wonder if we will see anything further that is new in the story, or whether the story is going to disappear and be forgotten. But this is a very weird and very important story, because Jews are always claiming that people who expose them and point out the truth, that we are just filled with hatred and that everything is a figment of our imagination. But this story has got lots and lots of physical stuff, and it's just Jews, and it's on film. So there's stuff that the Jews can't deny. However, being what they are practiced at bullshitting their way out of everything. So here are the three short videos, and the last one is the most recent one. And take special note also of the Jew coming out of the grate there by the sidewalk, because that's pretty freaking weird, and I'll discuss it after the videos.
And New York City's Department of Buildings is now issuing vacate orders to a synagogue over an illegal underground tunnel in the building. Police say 9 men were arrested on criminal mischief and reckless endangerment charges for using a hole they dug in the wall to access the Brooklyn Synagogue during off hours. Brad Milkey, host of the Start Here podcast, is here with more on this. Brad, this all came about because police were responding to reports of a damaged wall and a disorderly group outside. So how did that turn into a secret passageway? And what else do you know about what this was being used
for? Yeah, this is a really wild story, Diane. And I think a lot of New Yorkers don't even know when they pass this brick synagogue in Crown Heights in Brooklyn that they're passing one of the most significant religious sites in the city. So this has stood for decades as the center of the Chabad-Lubavitcher movement, which is known worldwide. In fact, attracts worshipers from all over the world who come and pray at this synagogue and come and worship. Some people get visas to study at the yeshiva here. And so what leaders of the synagogue found out recently, apparently, was that some followers, some members, had built a secret tunnel going from other buildings into this space, which was shocking to them. They decided this wasn't okay with the leaders of the synagogue. They bring in a cement mixer to fill it all in. And that's when there's this huge confrontation. Men, as if they were protecting sort of a tree in the forest from being torn down, they actually sit in the tunnel itself to keep it from being filled in. Police are called. There's actually a huge brawl at the site. At one point, people were tearing off pieces of wood to kind of create a barricade. And eventually that results in actually a scuffle with police. Irritant gas is used, and then arrests are made. So really an unbelievable situation that actually exposed some pretty deep fissures in this pretty insular community.
So how are officials from the synagogue responding now?
Well, this actually created a pretty deep divide, or exposed a divide that's been there for years, because you have to sort of understand about this religious sect to understand why this tunnel was even being perhaps made, is that for years, this site at 770 East Park, Eastern Parkway, was led by this world-famous rabbi, known simply as the Rebbe, who created all this. He died in 1994, but until then, he had been arguing for this site to be expanded, saying we need more space. It's actually a pretty cramped space for the number of followers who are there. Well, there are some members of this sect who believe that the Rebbe's not dead. In fact, they see him as a living Messiah. And so in honor of him, there are even disputes over whether they should put a plaque up at the synagogue saying he was dead, because some people said, no, he's not. And so there were arguments over whether, you know, we should expand the site. Some people thought it was moving too slowly. And so some have speculated that some of these sort of young, more extremist men, younger guys, some of them perhaps even from Israel, decided in his honor to build this tunnel. The synagogue says it's a terrible look for the entire religion, for the entire site. And that's why they're so worried, especially considering these guys might have done more harm than good. Like you said, they're issuing that vacate order.
Now, Brad, this tunnel connects four neighboring buildings. So have any other buildings been impacted here? And what happens next?
Well, that's what they're trying to figure out right now. In fact, that's why the other day the Department of Buildings did say that the structural integrity of this synagogue has been affected. And so they're warning people to stay away from this site. And so that's why, again, there's such a deep divide in this community, because if people thought they were trying to help the late Rebbe's vision, it certainly hasn't helped, you know, the reputation or the physical stability of the site.
Not gonna help. They try to.
We could. Problem is, both sides.
Do they know?
I don't know. Because the guy wanted to go out.
They know.
The guy wanted to go out. They
know.
It says no.
I want to clear the whole shoe.
Oh, shoe? Why
is that? They want to fix this tonight. They need the shoe cleared.
And to. Why? We need to expand something.
Not like this.
It's not safe.
We don't do that in America.
A hidden tunnel was discovered under a synagogue right in the heart of Brooklyn. Hard to believe, right? Let's dig deeper into the story.
Directly to the tunnel.
Sorry, we're supposed to show an actual tunnel video. It all started when videos began circulating on social media, primarily on X, showing an altercation between Jewish Hasidic men and New York police following the discovery of a secret tunnel under the global headquarters of a Jewish movement named Chabad Lubavitch, commonly known as 770. The brawl began when the group's leaders dispatched cement trucks to seal the tunnel's opening, with no police presence inside. Proponents of the tunnel then turned violent and tore off wooden panels inside the synagogue. The police were only then called to the scene and arrested 9 people. The leaders refused to say when they found out about the tunnel, although word of their existence had been circulating around the community over the past few weeks, according to several worshippers. Those in favor of the tunnel said they were carrying out an expansion plan long envisioned by Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, a key figure in the movement. Some of the group's adherents believe that Schneerson, who died in 1994, is the Messiah and is still alive. Those who built the tunnel reportedly held this belief. They'd set out to carry out this expansion plan by connecting the synagogue to the whole empty space behind it, 21-year-old Zalmi Grossman said, adding that it was what the rabbi wants and what everybody wants. In February 2023, the founder of an initiative named Expand 770, Levi Jacobson, expressed this same desire and conviction.
The Rebbe urged that each and every Jew should participate physically and monetarily with expanding 770.
Following the brawl with the police, Mari Seligson, a spokesperson for the group, condemned the construction of the tunnel, describing it as an act of vandalism committed by a group of misguided and extremist young men. Although social media is filled with theories linking the tunnel to child trafficking, exactly why they were built and what they were used for remains a mystery.
Let's just discuss this Jewish tunnel issue in New York, because there are all kinds of weird things that come out of this. So one point that comes up is that apparently the Jewish leaders refuse to say when they found out about the tunnel. And then there's talk that, oh, the tunnel was only discovered recently, blah, 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 blah. When I look at the scale of this thing, I don't think that that is true. I think that this thing is something that's been around for a lot longer. There are a number of things that make me say that. So I'm a big skeptic about the notion that, oh, this just happened recently and nobody knew about it until recent. It could very well be that this has been known of for many years, and that these Jews all knew it, or many of them knew it, and just kept it quiet. There's something more to this than meets the eye. Then it's very interesting that in the first report, they say that these tunnels connect four different buildings. It connects four buildings to the synagogue. Why does it connect four buildings? That is very suspicious. That says to me, there's more to this than meets the eye. The whole religious cover story and, oh, we got worshippers who come from all over the world and it's a very important religious site. That's a bunch of hooey, that. You see, when it comes to religious stuff, these Jews are using religion as a cover story for all kinds of other nonsense. So, oh no, we're just religious. We just come in there to read the Torah and that kind of thing. I don't buy any of that. This religious hocus pocus, Jews are different to Christians. When Christians say that they are religious, they are serious. And if they really need to do their thing, they'll go and read their Bible. They'll study their Bible at home. If they are really serious, then that's what Christians will do. Christians won't need to build a tunnel to a church. So there's a big difference here between Jewish hocus pocus that masquerades as religion versus how actual religious and spiritual people would do things. If you had to find a Buddhist or a Hindu and they were religious, they would point to their scriptures, they'd have discussions about their scriptures. They wouldn't go digging tunnels in their religious spaces. So I think you can toss all the religious and spiritual cover story out of this thing. I don't buy any of that at all. There's a lot more to this than meets the eye. And then, of course, then they also play good Jew versus bad Jew. Oh, the leaders didn't know about it. It was just some naughty young boys who are out of control and misguided. I must tell you, I'm not buying the good Jew, bad Jew story either. I think that this is all a preconceived, prearranged thing, and certain people were going to take the fall if this is caught out, and then others are going to be there. The hierarchy are going to stand there and say, oh no, we never knew about this. Meanwhile, chances are they were in on it. And even if only some of them were in on it, I'll bet you that this stuff was not all done without people higher up knowing about it. I find it hard to believe that just the youths went and did stuff and they were breaking free and doing stuff and the others didn't know. I think there's a lot more to this. There may be a little bit of dispute going on between the leaders, but I am sure that you'll find that there's a lot more people who are in on this than meets the eye. So I'm not buying any of these cover stories at all. Now, the story of the expansion. The expansion story doesn't match the data. The expansion story turns around and the expansion story says, oh, well, we need to expand this and we're expanding it for religious reasons and so on. And they even cite things like, oh, there's not enough space, it's very cramped. So how do tunnels solve that problem? How do tunnels solve that problem? What do you do? Do you bring extra people into the synagogue and they're all sitting in the tunnels while the chief rabbi is giving his religious lectures? See, that doesn't make sense. That does not make any sense at all. Oh, we're expanding it because it's cramped. No, that sounds like a lot of bullshit there. Straight out bullshit. There's nothing more to it than that. So I'm definitely not buying the expansion story. I think that Jews have been caught red-handed. So now they are jumping around like the jackasses that they are, and they are now quickly trying all their either pre-arranged lies as well as whatever new lies they can quickly think up. And they're just trying to see, you know, which lie buys them the most time, etc. So expansion story sounds like total hocus pocus to me. And the other thing about religion and expansion and spiritual and blah, 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 is that it misdirects you away from looking for the real reason. Why are these Jews digging under the ground? Why are they doing this? And Jews are known for not being particularly athletic, okay? Jews have never been known for being athletic. These are not people who will go and lift a shovel and stuff like that. Jews are not going to run around looking to grab a shovel and a wheelbarrow and quickly go and do something. They're not like that. They sit in offices and that's how they function. And you can see from their bodies, you can see been doing a lot of eating, very little exercise. These are not people who like exercise at all. So the question becomes, why have they been engaging in this? When I look at the tunnel system and the stuff behind the scenes, it seems like there were hidden places that already existed. Because when I look at some of that, it's like there are hidden places, hidden rooms that have been there in the past. Because you can see that there are doors and walls that have been plastered, etc. And then you see the soil and where they've been going and digging. So the stuff that's hidden behind the panels, there's stuff that has been hidden behind the panels from long ago. Probably even from when the thing was first built. Because there are doors, and go and look at the smooth walls and things and stairs and stuff. There's more to this than meets the eye. And then there's all kinds of weird stuff that's been left around there, things that are just lying around. And then you can see these tunnels. But now these tunnels, they go to lots of places. And look at that Jew that's popping up out of the sidewalk. That to me is rather weird, but everyone says that that is real. So that to me adds a really weird aspect to this, because it means that not only are there tunnels to four different buildings, there's also a method for these Jews to get in and out from the sidewalk. So this is very, very bizarre. There's something very weird going on here. There's a lot more to this than meets the eye. Another thing about these tunnels, even if they are not very big tunnels, they have to be big enough to take a man who can crawl through them. And that definitely seems to be happening there. To dig tunnels like that from one building to another, no matter how narrow they are, all that soil has to come out. And the big thing that I look at is, how long did this take and how did the Jews dispose of the soil? Because even though it's messy there, the fact is there had to have been many, many wheelbarrows full of soil that came out of there. How did the Jews dispose of it? So it's not just a case of digging. They had to dig and then they had to pick up the soil and get the soil out. How did they dispose of the soil? I don't think this is something that happened quickly, because also if you are digging in a city block, there are pipes and electrical cables and maybe other kinds of piping like gas piping or water piping or drainage. There's a lot of stuff under the ground. How did they know where to dig? Did they ever make mistakes, or did they get plans and that they sat and they worked out how to get it from here to there? And what about the entrances to the other buildings? How the hell did they manage to get to other buildings? Because it sounds in that first story as if the connection to the other buildings has already been completed. Then this would require a hell of a lot of planning. Even if younger Jews did this, they would have needed to know where to go and dig, which direction in which to dig, and where will they get into the next building. And even just digging out and getting to a point where they can get out of the building by way of that grate that is there on the sidewalk, they had to have been messing with all kinds of other stuff. This does not look to me like this was a weekend job. Not at all. This looks like this is something that's been going on for a long, long time. And disposing of the soil is something that could not have been easy. They had to have taken the soil out either through the synagogue or to some other place, or dumped it in something, or had access to a drain or something. There's a whole story there. So I think that this is in no way religious. No way in hell is this religious. This is the bullshit claim. I think there's something a lot deeper here. But whether any of this is going to come out, I very much doubt it. I think that it looks like the Jews are going to squash this thing, hide this case, and keep it away from the media, and we might never know what goes on. If only there was someone in New York who could actually go and see if they can sit in on the court cases and find out what comes out in court. That would be the secret to this thing. So I think Jews are going to interfere with the legal process by every possible means. They're going to try to hide this thing, see that it doesn't get into the news media. They are going to be trying to bribe people, lie, and also try and use Jewish pressure on the cops and on the other government and state officials. I think that there's a whole bunch more to this than meets the eye. But this thing managed to come out, and it surely shocked a bunch of people, because Jews are always saying that no, everything that anti-Semites are saying, they're just crazy Nazis, they're just lying, they make up lies about Jews. And here is the real data. Here's the real data, and there it is. something's happened and it is on film, and there are many indications that this is totally real. If you ask me, I think Jews were busy with all kinds of illegal stuff. I think that this thing has to do with something illegal that the Jews were really doing. There's got to be something illegal. And either it's related to things like Israel and government, or more likely it's related to money. I think that there's a lot more to this than meets the eye. I don't think these Jews would go to such tremendous lengths without real serious reasons. All this other religious stuff is hocus pocus. Whether they were moving money and doing stuff between one building and another, the buildings that this is connected to, those buildings will be part of this story. I wouldn't jump so much into the notion that there's human sacrifice or anything going on with this, but I think there's something highly illegal. Whether that illegal thing has got to do with money or human body parts or moving gold and diamonds or some other thing, but I want to tell you, I don't think these Jews would engage in this project without there being very serious physical, financial, monetary, real world gain from this thing. There's a real reason why they did this, and that is the thing that we'll probably never know. But anyone who goes to the courtrooms and listens in on this could pick up some interesting stuff. One of my supporters in Europe was saying that this tunnel thing, that this Jew tunnel thing, was a big red pill, and that quite a lot of whites sat up and took notice of this, because suddenly here is this weird thing. And Jews are weird and creepy, and that is what they are. And they're sneaky, and they're playing all kinds of games. And then in public, they're always denying, oh, no, everyone's lying about us. We are doing honest stuff, etc., etc. Now, another thing is that notice in this video how worked up these Jews are getting. How many Jews there are and how angry they are getting. And they're even getting physical, which is extremely rare for Jews. And you can see these Jews are freaking out. That again says to me that there's a lot more to this than meets the eye. There's something else that's making these Jews crazy. But of course, they won't tell you what it is that's making them crazy, because that might give away all the real dirty stuff. So I think there's a lot more to this than meets the eye. And a final point about it. From the time when I used to deal with Jews and talked to Jews, especially my most religious Jewish friend, the guy in Israel, he used to talk a lot about these weirdo rabbis that are so famous. And one thing I discovered about all these rabbis like Schneerson and so forth is that deep down, when you dig into these guys and what they said, you'll find that these are the most radical, most racist rabbis. These guys like Schneerson, they are radical racists. These are hardcore, wild, radical Jews, okay? They are the kinds of rabbis that say things like, one Jewish fingernail is worth more than the lives of a million Arabs. That kind of stuff. That's what these guys are. So when they say, oh no, it's a world famous rabbi and he was so special, let me tell you, he was a big radical piece of shit, okay? And then they're like, oh no, he was so spiritual and he was this and that. All bullshit, okay? All bullshit. When you dig into the actual works of these rabbis, you'll find out what disgusting filth they were and the kinds of disgusting, hideous, totally racist, supremacist, Jewish crap he was teaching the Jews. And finally, there are some other things that come out from this, and that is that some Jews are saying, oh, Schneerson isn't really dead. He didn't die. He's still alive. And then there are others who say, oh, but Schneerson was the Messiah. So here are the chosen race. Here's the chosen people, okay? The chosen people who were chosen by God, and the chosen people who know everything about God and spirituality and that kind of thing. And they are far superior to any goyim who is spiritual, right? Now, look at how they put out multiple different angles that totally contradict each other. So, you know, here is one saying, oh no, he's dead. The other one's like, no, he wasn't dead. Another one says he's the Messiah. Another one say, no, he wasn't the Messiah. That sounds like you're dealing with a bunch of delusional people who clearly are nothing like they claim to be. If they knew what they were doing, they would give you one story and one answer. Because you can't have six answers to the same question. Six answers that are totally hypocritical and they clash with each other. But here you see it with the Jews. And it shows you that, do they even know? Do they even know what they're claiming? And clearly they don't. And someone's saying this and another one's saying that. And this one's talking some shit and another one's talking other shit. And so it goes on. You're dealing with a bunch of nutcases and a bunch of delusional fools. But I want to tell you that when you're dealing with such nutcases and delusional fools, that these people have got real-world agendas, and those tunnels were not dug for fun. Those tunnels were dug for serious reasons. I think that there's some crooked hocus pocus that was going on. I really think it boils down to illegal activity. That is my final word on this. They did not do this for spiritual reasons. This is a physical thing that was done in order to hide something. This entire issue is about hiding something. They dug those tunnels in order to hide something. What were they hiding? Were they moving things from one place to another in order to do some kind of illegal activity? Were they even burying something somewhere? Whatever they were doing, knowing Jews, I must tell you, it had to be for big, serious reasons. And number one on my list is that big amounts of money, it's something financial, big amounts of money are involved in this. These lazy Jew rats would not be doing this if it wasn't for something seriously big. And that's my final word on this matter. Whether we'll ever get to know more, I'm skeptical. But if anything does come up, I'd like to hear it. Though, remember, all these trials are public. And since this is New York, there has to be a record of what goes on in court. And if someone could get access to that, or monitor it online, or something like that, and see what is actually said in court, that would start telling you something else. But I think these Jews are such practiced scum that they will run around with their Jew religious spiritual crap, and that they'll hide the illegal criminal stuff underneath all the other hocus pocus. And they might be so successful that nobody will ever get to the bottom of it. I think that the cops and the detectives should be called in to do a thorough forensic study of what exactly is going on. Who were the Jews that went into the tunnels? What were their movements? Who was doing what? And ask all the difficult questions, dig into the matter, see what thing was connected to what thing, because I'm telling you, there's something real that went on.
If you don't see the end, if you don't see the top, don't stop. We know you'll win. Every fight, you'll fight, every game.